Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Gang, we're given a horrifying, as far as I'm concerned, a horrifying New Testament story in the book of Acts as to how serious this is. And I say it with fear in my own soul, because at any minute, I know I could be before the Lord, and he's given me so much, and I've fallen, but thank God I get back up, and I don't wallow in anything. I get back up, because I know my flesh is contrary to the spirit, and it's a battle, and sometimes you don't win every battle. It's a fight, but anyhow, let me go here. Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. This is how serious this is, guys. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession. So you got a husband and wife, they sell something. And kept back part of the price. His wife also privately being in agreement with it, brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. All right, all the apostles were getting together, and they were giving everything to the church. I mean, everything. But this couple sold this piece of land, and they had a little discussion amongst each other saying, let's not give it all away. All right, let's not give it all away. But let's give a good portion, but not all of it. Not all of it. We're going to save some of it. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? Wow. This is rubber meet the road, gang. This is New Testament. This is not parable. This is not metaphor. This church, and we're supposed to be like the church of Acts, they gave everything up to follow Christ. I'm not a pimple on an elephant's rear end in comparison to these people. God help me. Right? They were to give everything to the church. And the Holy Spirit told Peter, you got these two people. They aren't giving everything. And the thing about it is, I think a key word is, and they kept back part of it, being privy to it, and brought a certain part. In other words, it was kind of a slimy thing they did. They knew they kept it back. They thought about it. It wasn't by mistake. They weren't totally sold out. But I'll say what Peter said again. Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Satan filled thy heart. And here, who knows, they might have been given a good... First of all, they made the decision to sell the property. They made a decision to give a certain amount to the church. Which, I mean, come on. That doesn't sound too bad, does it? But no, they were told to give it all up. And Peter says Satan filled their heart. So it's either we're all in or we're all out. Either Satan has our whole heart or Jesus has our whole heart. It's one or the other, gang. It's Satan or Jesus. This is why the road is narrow. This is why few are going to find it. This is why it's a fight and a struggle to get in. Why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Well, it remained. Was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not there in your own authority? Why hast thou conceived this thing in your heart? Thou hast lied, not lied unto men, but unto God. Peter's pulling no punches. He's saying, hey, you would have had control of this. I guess that was in their bylaws. You bring it all here. You could have controlled it, but you held it back. You know, you looked like you were holy. You looked like you were doing things, but you weren't, because you were holding it back. But see, Peter only knew this, I believe, because the Holy Spirit showed him. And then once Peter knew what was going on, he was bold. This is a bold statement to go, you know, to one of your, that's still a heck of a tither, gang. I mean, he's selling his property and probably giving most of the money. But Peter's saying, you're holding it back. You're filled with Satan. Why hast thou conceived this thing in your heart? See, it's all about the heart. Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. See, when we lie, we think we're pulling a fast one. But no, everything's towards God. Everything, all our motives, all our decisions, how we act, how we behave, what we do, we have to realize that we're here for God's glory, that we were bought with a price. His payment at the Calvary is for us, that we were redeemed, bought back. You know, when we were thrown out of the garden, we were gone. There was no way to get back. We were thrown out. But because of Jesus Christ taking our place, the second Adam, we can become new creations in Christ. But let me continue. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Wow. Ananias, just hearing this, he fell down and gave up the ghost. It says he breathed his last breath. You know, I don't know exactly what killed him. Did God strike him down dead? Did fear get in him because he was shown up? But, you know, we do know that there's a consequence for sin, and that consequence is death. I believe it could be death of anything. It could be death of business, could be death of a relationship, or it could flat out be your death. And that's what took place here. Ananias got the ultimate consequence of lying to God, holding back the money. Deception was involved, and he got the ultimate consequence, literal death. I'll read that again. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. Wow. What a testimony. What a testimony. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And this is New Testament, gang. I don't care if it was 1 second after Christ's resurrection in the giving of the Holy Spirit. It's New Testament. It means we're in a new covenant now. We're in a new covenant. We can't fight this thing eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth anymore. It has to be fought by what Christ did at the cross. It's love. But not a perverted, slushy love at all. It's love knowing that, hey, I don't deserve it. And Christ paid this for me. Therefore, how can I hold anything against somebody else? Even if it's wrong, it doesn't mean I join in, but I certainly don't tolerate or compromise. And it was about the space of 3 hours later. Okay, this is 3 hours later after Ananias has actually been buried. When his wife, this is Sapphira, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yeah, for so much. Uh-oh. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Wow. You know, this is how serious Peter was with the first church. This is how serious this walk is. God forgive me. I don't get how serious this is. I can easily fall out of the seriousness of this gospel. But by reading this story, it's a good spiritual attitude adjustment for me. All right. Peter wasn't, you know, Mary had a little lamb preacher here. I'll read it again what Peter told this woman Sapphira. And Peter had answered and said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried your husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down immediately at his feet, and she died and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great, here we go again. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And you know how far we are removed as a church according to this attitude? You know what we put up with? And wink about? And turn our back to? We're told about all the evident sins that have basically become everyday activities? Cut to this chase here. We're warned this is an all or nothing walk. And I'm seeing why you need to renew your mind every day with God's word. We're told in Romans 12, 1 and 2, not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Conformed to this world. Yeah. Now, I'll just give you a small example. I had a guy call me the other day. And I was in a bad mood. I was attacked by something. I had been up all night. I was dealing with issues. He was a Christian. He's going through some stuff. And I wasn't as kind as I should have been with my words. And I called him back and I went over to visit him. And I gave him a handshake. And I'm in Florida. I had a lemon tree. I gave him a lemon that came off the tree. It was funny because that's a fruit, right? But the Lord told me, he said, Jim, you might know all these gospel, these Bible verses. You might know all this. But oh, poor Jim. Poor Jim's a little tired. Poor Jim's a little annoyed. Poor Jim didn't get any sleep and doesn't want to get bugged. You know, and it hit me, man. What a piece of garbage I am. You know, here's this guy calling me. You know, and it was bad. But hey, and the Lord told me it's going to get so bad in the last days that you're only going to know Christians, the brotherhood, by their love towards one another. Because love is going to wax cold. So truthfully, as Christians, brothers, we're to love one another. We're to take care of one another. We're to esteem others higher than ourselves. I'm talking about true other believers in the Lord. Sure, we're to be loving to neighbors, in other words, unbelievers, but I'm talking about brothers now. You know, we're supposed to treat each other a little differently. Yes, we are. It's gospel. It's gospel. And anyway, I went over, it was kind of ironic because I pulled this lemon off a tree and I went over there and visited him and I said, hey, here's a lemon. And the Lord told me, yeah, see, you'll know them by their fruits. I gave you a fruit to give them, that lemon. Because he smiled. I said, this will make you some good lemonade. And we just had a nice little conversation. And I left there. You know, but, you know, gang, you can know all the Bible verses. You can listen to all the stations you want, all the churches you want. But out of nowhere, out of left field, God might put somebody in your life. I don't truly know if it's a test. I don't know what it is. But you will have the chance to be a Christian. You will have the chance to die to your flesh. And when you're dying to your flesh, you know, dying to your flesh is kind of annoying. You know, I think Jesus was a little bit more than annoyed when they hung him on a cross. Particularly in his situation, because it made no sense at all. I mean, 7 days before it was Palm Sunday, Jesus is coming down there and they're all throwing palms at his feet. A week later, he's a bloody mess. You know, everybody's yelling, crucify him. You know, Jesus, just think of Jesus if you're in any problems. Just think of Jesus. But anyhow, gang, hold fast. And this story about Ananias and Sapphira is a huge warning to how serious this is. Because number one, it is New Testament. It is New Testament church. It is an example about how serious Peter was, how serious the situation was. And don't try to hide anything from God, because you can't. God bless you, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.